I don't know. Have you ever heard of the NBA? You have. Okay, have you ever heard about the NFL? You've heard that too. Now there is something that they do every year. And I think people look forward to that. It is draft day. So people are always looking around to see who will be picked for a particular team. And so when persons are chosen, then they celebrate with great joy. So my sisters and brothers, I say to you, welcome to MQUS Draft Day. This is what is happening today. And who is the person doing the drafting? Not me. Not me at all. The person who is doing the drafting is a man by the name of Jesus. And Jesus looks at each one of us, and Jesus is saying to us, you're on the team. You are on the team. And how do I know that? Because he said, you did not choose me, I chose you. You did not choose me, I chose you. And did you hear what Peter said in our first reading? He was speaking about those Gentiles. And he said, who are we to withhold from them the grace of baptism, the ones to whom God has given the Spirit just as he gave that to us? And for this reason, as we go through this Easter season, and at the beginning of this Mass, what did we do? We reminded ourselves of our baptism. Because baptism tells us that we are chosen. And so this was how the draft was done. The deacon and I, we went around and we tried to sprinkle everybody to say to them, you're on the team. You're on the team. You have been chosen. So I'm saying that if you did not get any water sprinkled on you today, make sure that you don't leave the church today without touching the holy water that is there. Because I don't want any person to leave this church today and feel that he or she has not been chosen. And Jesus, having chosen us, then, like a good coach, the gospel that we had today is the pep talk that our coach, our leader, is given to us. And so he wants us to be on the winning team. And therefore he says, I have chosen you so that you will bear fruit, so that you will be winners. You'll always be winning. But what do we have to do in order to win? He said, so this is my commandment. Love one another. Love one another. And he said, love one another as I have loved you. Because when we get to be a part of a team, we have to give of ourselves fully. And it means that we give sacrificially. Jesus pointed to himself, he said, I gave my life. No greater love has anyone than to lay down one's life for one's friends. So we used to be slaves, but he said, I don't call you slaves anymore. I call you friends because you are on the team. And when we talk about friendship, do you know what friendship is? Friendship is about mutual love. Mutual love. And Jesus wants to be the friend of everybody in the world. And how do we want people to know this? We have to become friends to everyone with whom we come in contact. That's hard, isn't it? It's hard, but that's the only way that we're going to win. So as I look around this church this morning, I see all my friends. Most of you, I have never even shaken your hand, but you are my friend. Why? Because I love you. And why do I love you? Because Jesus says that that is what I should do. And he did not say that to me only, but he has said it to all of us, to each one of us. Love one another as I have loved you. That is the fruit that we will be bearing. And if we are not loving, then it means we are losing. If we are not loving, we are losing. So we don't want anybody to be saying, loser. But we want everyone to acknowledge that we belong to the winning team. So then, like anybody on a team, what they have to do is practice. They have to practice. So practice love. Practice love. And especially in those situations that seem so difficult, that is how you will know the test of your winningness. Practice love in those situations where it is difficult to love. And then you'll know that Jesus is helping you to love. And how does he help us to love? He gives us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit to help us. But I'm not going to talk about that because in 2 Sundays' time, you have to come back for that one. We talk about the giving of the gift of the Spirit. So I'm just giving you a little foretaste. He gives us the Spirit so that we can love. So, I want you then, this day, to sign on the dotted line. Sign your draft document. And how do I want you to sign today? As I said earlier on your way through the door, dip your hands in that holy water and make the sign of the cross. And as you do that, what you'll be saying, I have signed up. I am on the team. And what team? The winning team. That's the Jesus team.